More than 100 companies were targeted. Generic drugs account for 85% of all medicines dispensed in the U.S. They can be used. They used to be a bargain, that is. But now the price of some generics are skyrocketing, up by as much as 1,000%. America's Christoph Putzel reports.
Dr. Sayer Bakai has owned this pharmacy in Columbia Heights for over a decade, and he's never experienced anything like this before.
Over the counter.
Yeah. He serves almost 100 people a day, predominantly black and Hispanics, from low-income households in this Metro DC neighborhood. And the big drastic change he's talking about is the dramatic rise in the cost of generic drugs.
The generics are priced so high.
Sometimes as much as 100%, even 1,000% spike. Douglas Hoey is the CEO of the National Community Pharmacist Association, a group with 23,000 members. He, too, is baffled by the price rises.
Payments to the pharmacies are staying the same, and patients are left with the bill, and pharmacies are left having to subsidize big gaps in payment and losing lots of money.
The question is, for how long can these independent pharmacists cover the price gap?
And if it's not the patient, it's going to be the employer or the taxpayer. And so someone's paying for it. No free lunches.
Christoph Putzel, Al Jazeera.